Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTC markets under the symbol SCTSF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Brad Rourke. Now, Brad, there's been a couple news releases, one released on October 7th, another released on September 21st, that have presented some high-grade gold intercepts at the company's Scotty Gold Mine property in the Golden Triangle. I will post a link below this interview to the company's summary news page so everyone can go through those individual news releases, but first, I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed on the big picture drill program that the company had underway this year in the Golden Triangle. I believe it was 14,500 meters. And this is all pretty much exploration, step out drilling. You're not twinning any holes. You're not infill drilling anything. You're out there expanding on some discoveries, and you have hit some high grade gold over some nice widths. Brad, just start us off, please, just reminding everybody out of the drill program and the overall strategy behind this program for this year, please.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, we were lucky enough to get 14,500 meters in this year, and it was a very difficult year for us and for a lot of the contractors out there, whether it was weather or employees or getting supplies. So we're pretty pleased that we reached the goal that we set out for ourselves. And so we dominantly drilled four zones that we're working on. One would be the Georgia River, of which waiting on news for that. We did about 2,000 meters there. Also at Domino, we drilled another 2,000 meters, which is on the other side of Scotty. And those are Domino is quite a bit of green fields for us, and we're working on some theories there, and it's holding in, so we're quite excited. The news releases that we put out comes from our first drilling of the season right at the beginning of July, and it was focused in around Blueberry Zone, which really exciting. Those intercepts are, of course, bonanza grade, and they're eye-popping. But when you understand that it's a whole new discovery for us on north-south trending thing. When we acquired the Blueberry, we bought it for an east-west vein that we were interested in, but we found in 2019, well in advance of drilling that vein that we were excited about, we found something new. We took last season to define what that may or may not be that we were looking at and came up with theories. This season, we stepped out 200 meters from that discovery, and those three holes all worked pretty well together. So again, on the road, accessible and shallow. It's all near surface stuff with high grade. So we're excited. We've taken something that's new to us, and as of today, we're comfortable to say that we have 550 meters of strike. And then if you go back to last year's season, you just look at all the numbers and get pretty exciting. We've also stepped out more than that, and we're waiting on those results, so maybe even bigger. But we're pretty happy to go from zero to 550 meters of strike. A theory that we had, it seems to be playing out, so we're fortunate there. And then, of course, the other half of the main part of what we've done, let's just say we've done, you know, just under 6,000 meters on Blueberry, but we've done close to 5,000 meters in around the Scotty Gold Mine proper, which is just 2 kilometers away. Same sort of thing we did with Blueberry. We tried to understand geometry. We're stepping out from a known mine, but, you know, we leaned into it this year. So Scotty Gold Mine is going to have an awful lot of news coming here in the near future, and I'm excited to see those as much as everybody else is. And you know, we're starting to see results come in, so it's not going to be long now.
So some of the results that were reported there, 16.5 grams per ton gold over 10 meters, almost 30 grams per ton gold over just short of 5 meters. There's also a 16.5 gram per ton gold over 8 meters. So you are seeing some good grades over some good widths. Because this year's program was focused so much, it sounds like, on expanding on the size and scale of mineralization. You kept on hitting mineralization. What does this mean for the overall project then, especially at this Blueberry Zone? Can you move towards a resource, or is there still just a lot of expansion potential available?
Well, I think there's still a lot of expansion. I think, you know, we've articulated to the market exactly, our goal has been to show a pathway to a multi-million ounce deposit. I think we're getting closer to feeling comfortable that we have that. It's really easy to see, again, those three grades that we put out so far. But if you go look at the other ones from last year and the year before, you can see putting ounces together quite easily on this area. But again, I think after we assess what this season's, when we get all the numbers in, because there's so much, like we still have core that's being logged from Blueberry as we speak. So there's so much more information to come. Once we get all that, then we'll sit down and decide, is the market want a resource out of Scotty at this point? I mean, there's a lot of successful companies out there that aren't putting out resources, and we're explorationists. So that's something is a game time decision in the next couple of months as this stuff comes in, you know, and if the market needed us to put a resource together, we know we could put one together, but if it's not a million ounces of high grade gold, I don't know if it'll do us much good. And so that's our plan, and has been that way for the last 2 years. So we're sticking to our knitting as we speak, but you know, we can start thinking and dreaming and putting a plan together for a resource. Now, we've never been in that position. I mean, we knew we could put, you know, we feel comfortable we could put a 500,000 ounces together, but we don't think the market will, they need more than that to get excited. So, you know, it's a game time decision, but all the drilling we've done this year is with resource in mind, you know. So we'll just have to see where we are in a few months when we get these numbers.
Yeah, Brad, sometimes it's best not to rush the resource estimate, especially if you think there's more upside and you're still waiting on so many assays. Just one observation that I've made is that in the chat rooms and a lot of the sites, a lot of people are very excited about this Blueberry discovery, and rightly so. Good grades, good widths, new area. But I think some people have overlooked some of the past success you've had around the Scotty Gold Mine area. And you still, as you mentioned, did about 5,000 meters of drilling there. You're still waiting on those assays. But walk us through that part of it, that target, the Scotty Gold Mine target, the historical nature of it, and some of the drilling you've just done this season, and why you're still excited about what you're finding there, Brad.
Sure. So initially, Scotty was, you know, the flagship of how I got even involved in this 5-6 years ago. And what we've seen the opportunity was this mine produced a 0.5 ounce per ton in the early 80s. It was economics that shut it down, and it produced a 0.5 ounce per ton. It recovered a 0.5 ounce per ton. So the head grade had to be at around 20 grams. But one of the opportunities that we saw, apart from the Pyridium power line going through the property or right beside the property, was it was all production drilling in the past. So even on our very first drill hole that we ever did in 2019, we did a 50 meter step out from the vein that was producing 0.5 ounce per ton. And we come away with 10 point, I can't remember exactly, but it's 11 grams over 11 meters or so I don't get in trouble, just call it 10 over 10, but it's a little bit better than that. And when you understand that's a 50 meter step out, you can get pretty excited. Well, then we were looking at old historic things that were really interesting, much like Blueberry last year, we did to Scotty last year as well. And we trying to understand geometry and where these veins may, how they may be reacting or which way they may be going. And even last year, you know, on the ozone, we had a hit of 109 grams over 2.5 meters. That's crazy good when you know that it was a pure 30 meter step out, and we were following up on a historic result of 107 over 4 meters. So we poked around trying to get an idea. This year we had a lot more confidence on you know, putting together our theories. So we really leaned into that this year in around the Scotty ozone and stuff. So I'm very excited. I don't want to get too excited, but if we can replicate any sense of what we've done at Blueberry, I think we're in really good shape. But even Blueberry itself right now is, I think any company would be happy just to have that one zone. But we had the confidence this year to really lean into Scotty. And again, stay tuned. I'm as excited as anybody else to get those results. They're pretty rocks, but until I see the assays, I don't want to get too excited.
Well, just another target that is still exciting, but maybe has gotten pushed down the batting order now is Domino. Just walk us through. You did do some, I think, 2,000 meters of drilling there. It's still a target you're excited about. What do you like about the Domino target, and how does that fit in the overall picture?
Well, Domino for us, if we, you know, our theory, and there's yet to be work to be done, is that it's an extension of the vein that was being produced at Scotty. It's just right on strike. It's on the other side of the mountain. Nobody's ever really been there. We drill tested it for the first time last year. And even though we didn't get big bonanza grades, we got high-grade gold on strike, which fits the model. We're looking for dilational zones along strike. So we were very pleased. We also last year did a bunch of geophysics and IP, and we're just copying what Ascot's been doing. And they've had some great success with IP. Well, we came up with some interesting targets. We've drilled them. Again, we're waiting for those results. But if we can make our case that the Domino is an extension of the Scotty gold mine, you know, there's a little bit of work to be done there to really, really make that claim. But it's what we're hoping, and we haven't been deterred yet. So, again, it's trying to find these ore shoots or these dilational zones from, you know, a structural geology theory that we've had and it's been put together. And so we're playing along the lines of that thinking, and so far so good. So, you know, hopefully this geophysics that we've done has given us some targets, and we anxiously wait to see what those results are. But what we know for sure is that the amount of high-grade samples on surface on that side of the mountain is extraordinary. We've, you know, up from 500 to multiple 50 and 80 gram samples, and they're all in place. We never take a sample out of float. We always take our samples from in-place rock. It's extraordinary. You know, it's a treasure hunt out there, but the smoke's all over in that Domino area. So, again, we only did 2,000 meters. We wanted to test this IP theories, and we did some EM as well. And so hopefully it plays out.
Final project, I guess, to touch on here is the Georgia River project. Now, this project came over when the company combined with AUX. Now, the Georgia River project, again, has some good drill results on it. I know you have allocated a couple thousand meters to this project. It is about 40 kilometers away from that Scotty Gold Mine, still in the Golden Triangle. What updates can you give us from Georgia River then, please?
Sure. The exciting thing about Georgia River, it's also a past producing mine from days gone by, like a long time ago. I think it was in the 30s, and it was, from my reading, it was the war that shut it down. Now, there was a bunch of work done in 1990, and there's a non-compliant resource there, about 270,000 ounces of high-grade gold at 20 grams, that's purported. So that's what got us interested in the property. We drilled it, our AUX drilled it last season, and came up with some really, really interesting hits right around where that non-compliant resource is, and a couple big bonanza hits. So again, it's newer to us at Scotty and our team. So we've only really had about 12 months to kind of come up with, you know, theories. And I mean, the geologists these days are data scientists. So we drilled this southwest vein that was showing great promise from AUX's program last year. We did about 2,000 meters, and it gets back to what you asked before. If the market wanted us to do a resource, we have this great land package. We have seven past producing mines now. I've done about 14 transactions, and we, you know, we just go if and when the market wants a resource, how can we put one together quite quickly? And I, you know, with the George River, there's an old road there. It'd be easy to get the ore out of there. It's a difficult place to get to do exploration, but if there's success there, we feel we could really make some work of it. So, you know, again, 2,000 meters there, it's got some seriously good grades. We don't understand it as much as we understand Scotty yet, but stay tuned. It's a work in progress, and we haven't lost any enthusiasm at all.
Well, Brad, just as we wrap up, I think one other point that is key for the Scotty Resources story is, while that Georgia River may be a little more remote, when you're drilling at Blueberry or even the Scotty Gold Mine, your infrastructure is fantastic. So just walk us through the ease of site access, the power, all the different things that would lead into this coming together over time as a nice development stage project too.
Sure. So when we talk, say, when I say Scotty, in my mind, Blueberry, Scotty, and Domino are all the same entity. And so the infrastructure we have there is, first off, it's a past-producing mine, of which we actually have a mine permit. We're not claiming that we're going mining, but that makes us unique. When I got involved in 2015, 2014 is when I first started thinking about this. I pulled the trigger in 2016. One of the big catalysts was that Pyridium was building the Bruce Jack Power line, and it was going right beside this old past producing gold mine. So A, it's road accessible, 7 kilometers of underground workings, and you can still push the locomotives up and down the tracks. It's very competent underground, so you can drive to it. It has a permit, and there's a power line right there. So these are the, for when you think of infrastructure, in the Golden Triangle, people have this perception that it's so remote and so hard. Most mining is remote and hard, but when the town of Stewart's just 45 kilometers down an all-season road, there is a full shipping center out of Stewart. That's where Pyridium ships or concentrates and other companies. So we're blessed with we couldn't have better infrastructure by any stretch. And again, Blueberry is nice because it's all road accessible. It's all at the valley bottom, which is kind of nice. And where Scotty is more heli assisted drilling at this stage. We could go underground and drill underground, but we're trying to do big step outs and really trying to see a bigger picture. That's what we're painting. I can see if we get success that we want, I mean, we could make that a little bit more palatable. And it's not so bad even on the heli assist, only because we're staging from a road and it's right there. We're talking 200-300 meters. So the helicopter work that we need to do around Scotty is a lot better than most people have to deal with, because we're just bumping up 0.1, 0.2 at most for a helicopter time. So I think the infrastructure is fantastic. It's a great place to take people on site tours. And I think that's, unfortunately with COVID, it's hard to book these international people. There's a lot of people that were scheduled to come in that didn't come this season. But we have infrastructure in spades, and now we're proving we have grades. So we're really hitting, firing on all cylinders these days.
All right, Brad, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. And it sounds like there's still going to be a lot of drill results to be released to the market. They're just starting to flow out now, so we will continue to follow up on all of those news releases. Brad, really appreciate your time. Thanks for the update today.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.